This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1838. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, short and medium wave. On this edition, recorded August 10th, Armenia, Australia, Bangladesh, Congo, Cuba, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, Europe, Germany, Guinea, International Waters, Italy, Korea North, Korea South, Libya, Lithuania, Mexico, Netherlands, Puntland, Somalia, Taiwan, Uganda, Ukraine, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. More and more programs are being booked on the Armenian relay transmitter, at least as an attempt. Alan Gale reports that the Shortwave Service Facebook page says the U.S. broadcaster Voice of the Report of the Week is trying Armenia 12075 Thursday, August 11th at 16 to 17 UT. It's beamed 125 degrees toward India. And here's another one also found by Alan Gale on the Facebook page of SM Radio International. I wonder what SM stands for here. Attention Europe, SM Radio International is testing 100 kilowatts on Saturday, presumably meaning August 13th. Ron O'Quinn's Rock and Roll Rewind on 11845 from 18 to 20 UT to Europe, a transmitter test. Reports wanted to info at shortwavecommunity.com. Last week we noted that there had been quite a few outages at Radio Australia, one or more frequencies missing sporadically. But as of August 8th, 9th, and 10th, all three Radio Australia frequencies have been off the air. We've not been able to hear them, nor have many other monitors checking on them. So we're very concerned that something serious may have happened at Radio Australia, like deciding no longer to broadcast on shortwave. But so far, no information from them about exactly what the situation is. If you want to keep checking for them, the three frequencies previously scheduled are from 21 to 09 UT, 17840, 15240, and 15415. And from 09 to 21 UT, 9580, 12085, and 12065. Ivo Ivanov says that Brother Hysterical via Bulgaria came up on a new frequency 12085 as of August 8th between 13 and 17 UT, but by August 10th had replaced it with 11810, fortunately, even though Radio Australia may have been temporarily, we hope, missing. Ron Howard in California says Bangladesh Betar continues to appear on shortwave on a very abbreviated schedule. A few minutes before and after 13 UT, such as August 8th at 12:51 or 12:52, a brief spot in English with the weather and temperatures, news in Bangla on the hour and suddenly off afterwards. On Monday, the 8th, at 12:35 UT, there should have been a news bulletin in English on the air weekly from the SAARC. But it was not on the air at this time. On August 9th, he says, it was on the air from 12:53 to 13:06 only and went off just after the news in Bangla at the top of the hour, and it was mixing equally with CNR1 China on the same frequency. Why are they on this strangely abbreviated schedule? Previously, they'd signed on close to 12:30 and running past the news in English at 15:30. Oh, what is the frequency, Glenn? 4750. Torsten Hallmann in Germany reports that Congo Brazzaville was again being heard on 6115, August 5th at 1920 until off at 1925. At least it was a station in French, so he logged it as unidentified. Radio Congo used to sign off earlier than that. But Ron Howard checked it the following morning Congo time, August 6th, and did hear it from 0511 to 545. First with alternating announcers, and apparently seemed to be in French, some African music, 5:31 switched to vernacular. Local sunrise in Brazzaville was 0506 UT, and there was no QRM from Japan on the same frequency, which, where it's too far before sunset there, he says Congo faded out after 0545. He'd last heard them on May 19th. I was also listening at the same time, and as usual, was only getting a just barely audible carrier on 6115. However, I do notice there's a correlation between getting this and getting a JBA carrier on 5005 from nearby Equatorial Guinea. Ron Howard in California reports hearing the leapfrog mixing product of Radio Havana Cuba on 6270, August 10th at 0207. It's the audio of 6060, leaping over the English frequency 6165, another 105 kHz higher. This is possible until 05 UT when 6060 changes to English from a different transmitter site. Hugh in southern Portugal reports hearing Radio Cairo in Arabic on 46605 kHz. That's the third harmonic of 15535. This was August 1st at 1551, reported to the VHF Skip Yahoo group, and quoted by Tim Bucknell in the Harmonics Yahoo group. The nominal hours for Cairo on the fundamental are 13 to 16 UT. Via Roberto Scaglioni, Sicily, in his short waves, YG. News from FRS Holland about an upcoming broadcast Sunday evening, August 21st, starting as usual at the odd time of 1652 UT, with no less than 5 hours of music and information. Varied programs. A thematic Sunday evening full of music info and radio-related items, they say. The old-fashioned true sound of shortwave free radio. The frequencies will be 9300 and a 48 millimeter band frequency between 6200 and 6300. More detailed info at www.frsholland.nl. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says Deutscher Wetterdienst, the German weather service broadcasts, announced August 5th frequency changes effective on Monday, August 8th. For all three broadcasts, they have been on 5905 via a 10 kilowatt non-directional transmitter in Germany. But the new frequency is 6180 at 0604, 1204, and 2004 UT. Previous logs indicate they finished by about 23 minutes past the hour. I should point out that 6180 is already occupied on weekdays by VOA São Tomé for the 0604 broadcast, and of course by Radio Nacional Amazonia, so good luck on being heard even in Europe under those circumstances. But the other broadcasts might be in the clear, 1204 and 2004 UT on 6180. Alan Gale in the UK reports that Radio Mi Amigo has extended hours on channel 292, that's Germany 6070 kHz. As follows, at least for August 4th through 7th and presumably following weeks. Thursday 05 to 18 UT, Friday 05 to 17, Saturday 12 to 17, and Sunday 11 to 19 and 20 to 23. However, the transmitter may be off for maintenance during some of those times. Big news this week was the sudden reappearance of Guinea-Conakry on shortwave 9650 on August 5th. First reported tentatively by Torsten Hallmann in Germany at 1815 UT with terribly dull audio at first, pop music, and much improved later with some voice parts in a local language. It changed to French at 19 UT with news, but there was interference from China on 9655. Following this, there were many other logs, and they were definite. 9650, you may recall, was the major frequency of Guinea before it went off the air several years ago, but it made a brief reappearance this year, which turned out to be for only a couple of days, April 15th and 16th. However, this time, since August 5th, it has stayed on the air with many logs of it. We have a roundup of all of them, of course, in the new DX Listening Digest, number 16-32, when published via worldofradio.com. They may be on the air continuously, but not overnight, unfortunately, when we might have a better chance of hearing them. I heard them closing down at precisely midnight UT, which made me suspect it might be a relay running on such precision. And Manuel Mendez in Spain hears them signing on at 06:28. However, Wolfgang Bischel says they do have the facilities, and he's convinced it really is a transmitter, a 50-kilowatt unit, in Guinea. In Bulgaria, Ivo Ivanov summarized his reception of Radio Guinea 9650 between 07 and 18 on August 6th. It was very poor from 7 to 14, weak from 14 until 1720, it was fair, and 1720 to 1800, a good signal. There's also interference from South Africa until 1655 on 9650. In Hardcore DX, José Xavier in Brazil reports hearing this after sunrise. Since he's in Paraíba, he's relatively close to Guinea, right across the Atlantic Narrows. For example, he says slight interference from South Africa on 9650 at 0957 UT. At 10:30, some interference from Voice of Korea, the other station on 9650. However, after 10:30, there was only noise without modulation from Guinea. Here are some amateur radio frequencies to keep an ear on for hurricane reports, and if you have a transmitter to avoid using to not to cause interference. This was concerning Tropical Storm Earl across Central America as of August 4th via the Southgate site in the UK via Mike Terry. However, I no doubt the frequencies will apply for further hurricanes and tropical storms in these areas. Mexico 7060 and 3690. Guatemala 7075. Belize 7177. And the USA Hurricane WatchNet, of course, on 14325. Some other Caribbean emergency and weather nets on 7162 and 3815. Eastern Caribbean Narrowband Emergency System Net 7036 with digital modes. Caribbean Emergency 14185. Dominican Republic 7065 and 3780. Cuba 7045, 7080, 7110 and 3740. Central America 7090 and 3750. Nicaragua 7098, Panama 7085. And there's in the USA the Maritime Mobile Service Net on 14300 and the Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network, or Saturn, 14265. Tobias T Squared in Germany has been monitoring World of Radio relays via IRRS on medium wave 1368 from Challenger Radio in northern Italy. Scheduled for UT Saturday at 23:30. However, it did not start until 23:33, which caused the last 2 minutes of the program to be cut off at the top of the hour. And furthermore, they were replaying on August 6th for probably the third time the previous program featuring the Radio Tirana interval signal, making it easy to recognize. Is Voice of Korea ever using 3560? A couple of weeks ago, we had a report that it was reactivated on a full schedule. 1 week ago, a report saying it was not being heard. And now we have a report from Paul Walker in Alaska that he did hear it July 23rd at 15:02 with a weak signal, but was not hearing it on August 2nd. So perhaps it's on sporadically as a feeder, which was its original purpose. Ron Howard in California reports the KBS home service from South Korea on 6015, August 8th at 10:13, with the usual hour-long program of Pops Freedom from 10 to 11, mostly in Korean, but with English IDs and a segment with an English language lesson. The Internet, International Vacuum, Medium Wave, VHF, and Short Wave. This is World of Radio 1838. Our website brings you much more information, worldofradio.com. Thanks this week for financial support from Jeff Murray, M-U-R-R-I, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Such contributions do not necessarily have to be in U.S. funds, or one may contribute via check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. In the British DX Club, Nick Rank was hearing an African station on the strange split medium wave frequency of 677.5 kHz, August 5th at 2105 UT. I checked the archives and found he had reported this a couple of years ago, and it turned out at that time to be Benghazi, Libya. And that's also the identity now being reported by other monitors. This year, Alan Pennington replies, heard August 5th at 2200 on 677.5, a lady in Arabic in the music at 2205. Suspect it is Benghazi, Libya, as heard 2 years ago. And Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has measured it as to be expected on exactly 677.494, August 8th at 0740, using a remote unit on a Greek island with a powerhouse signal. North African music style program, similar to Cairo's classical style of the 60s. And then on August 10th, measured on 677.495 at 0453. Of course, being so far off frequency, there's a good chance North Americans could at least detect the carrier. WRTH had listed it as inactive on 675 with 100 kilowatts from Benghazi. More medium wave news concerning Lithuania. Dmitry Mezin in Kazan, Russia reports to OpenDX via RusDX, having heard this from Rimantis Plikis of Radio Baltic Waves International, the project coordinator. We're still using the 75 kilowatt transmitter and a mast of 152 meters height. Redundancy is enabled. There is a standby transmitter, feeder line, and antenna. The 500 kilowatt Vihr, V-I-K-H-R, medium wave transmitter has been dismantled and scrapped. We're expecting delivery of a new Nautel NX200 transmitter, 200 kilowatts, that should be commissioned at the Sitkunai site in late 2017. No frequencies mentioned, but I assume this all concerns 1386 kilohertz. In the ABDX group, Martin Fultz in Southern California reports that XCRCN in Tijuana BCN, 1470 kilohertz, has a new format of English pop tunes and the slogan RCN 1470. But I wonder, are they still pronouncing the slogan in Spanish, RCN 1470? It was previously listed a year ago in the IRCA Mexican log as La Voz de la Gente, Uniradio 1470, with news, talk, and sports. They also used to carry Chargers football in Spanish and relayed China Radio International all night in Spanish. As I suspected last week, here are the correct frequencies for part two of From the Radio Netherlands Archives, a PCJ Radio International special. Sunday, August 21st to Europe at 06 to 08 UT on 7780. And UT Monday, August 22nd to North America at 01 to 03 on 7570, both via WRMI. Radio Puntland, part of Somalia, is again being reported on 13800, or 3 hertz high, according to Wolfgang Büschel. 1430 to 1445 on August 4th in Somalian Arabic, he says. It was off the air by 1503. There was also an heterodyne on the lower side at 13799.82. I wonder how much of a presence Arabic has in places like Somalia, but it is listed as a second language after Somali. Another report of this station from Antonello Napolitano in Taranto, southern Italy. August 6th from 1228 UT on 13800, presumed to be that. It disappeared at 1324, a long, boring monologue by one man only. Impossible to say what he was talking about. perhaps a test broadcast rather than a regular program. There was no music and no announcements, time pips, or commercials, only this monologue. However, reception was clear, free of interference, with fair strength. Tudor Vediano in Romania reports that August 8th, with Quran recitations over and over, from 12:30 UT to 15:06, good with some fading and its compatible upper sideband only. Jari Savolainen in Finland also reports it August 6th, prior to 1200 UT, the same endless monologue by a male in Somali. On August 7th, around the same time, they were airing Horn of Africa music, a rather readable signal on compatible USB, but no ID when I was listening. And one more report from Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria on August 9th, a very weak signal heard at 12:45 and 13:05. He says it was music only to East Africa, a non-directional 20-kilowatt transmitter on 13800. Dan Robinson in Virginia reports the other new Somali station, Warsan Radio, 7750, using the Tventa SDR in the Netherlands. The level improved close to 2000 UT on August 9th. This was after Hargeisa had signed off 7120 at 1900. Warsan signed off about 1930 to 1933. The programming was a male announcer in Somali with some music. Ron Howard in California has more about Fuxing Broadcasting Station Taiwan on 9410. On Monday, August 8th, it finally dawned on me there may be a pattern. Both Mondays I had reception, August 1st and July 25th, so could it be they're only on the air Mondays? Heard this week at 0949 until off at 1000 in Chinese. Expecting them to come back on at 1100, but they never did, and no sign of their other frequency, 9774. But so much for my Monday-only theory. Heard them the next day, Tuesday, August 9th, at 1205 and subsequent checking. In Chinese with easy listening songs, poor signal still, no 9774. So do they have any type of formal schedule, or is it just hit and miss? Uganda Non via WWRB in Tennessee. Radio Manansi still being heard weekends on 15-240. Saturday, August 6th at 18:57. I was hearing this, not in English this time, just in presumed Luganda. But they did not go off at 1900 as usual, not sure how much longer they stayed on. The next day, Sunday the 7th, I measured it at exactly 15239.971. And on the same date, Larry Will in Maryland found an excellent signal at 1838, splattering down to 15220 and up to 15260. News for listeners of Radio Ukraine International, which no longer broadcasts on shortwave from their own country, but via WRMI. August 9th, after 0200, I heard them in English on 11580, Ukrainian perspective about a bread festival. The WRMI schedule now shows this is a daily broadcast at 0200 to 0230 on 11580, followed by something unknown at 0230 to 0300. In addition to Monday through Friday on the same frequency at 2330 to midnight UT. It was a good steady S9 signal despite being aimed 44 degrees toward Europe, which is a right angle from where I am. The 02 to 03 hour on that frequency had been occupied 7 days a week by word of deliverance, which soon vanished. Radio Teletype continues to occupy 7455 kilohertz. During long hours, just about any hour of the night, such as August 5th at midnight 42. I've always been wondering where it's coming from, and a compilation of logs in the UDXF Yahoo group says it is the Navy base in Cutler, Maine, which is NAA, according to Edward Waters in South Australia. Cutler is near Eastport, just down the coast. I remain amazed that WYFR and then WRMI were allowed to broadcast on 7455 all night for years while this radio teletype clattered merrily away. I wonder if it's still readable when there's a big AM signal in the middle of it. Ben Cobbs forwards FCC documentation about a new experimental radio service which was licensed on March 3rd of this year. The call sign is WI2XER. It's to Skycast Services, LLC, to operate in the HF bands from 13.87 to 21 megahertz to pursue significant advancements in the state of telecommunications technology. It's based in Farmingville, Suffolk, New York. The website is www.skycastservices.com, where you won't find any information except how to contact them. The frequency range, however, reading further details, accepts the ham and broadcast bands, just the utility bands in that range, and it's valid for 24 months. Or rather, the homepage does say this, and I quote it completely: "We specialize in providing revolutionary long-distance telecommunication services. Innovation is in our DNA. Skycast continually explores new techniques and technologies to provide creative communication alternatives to our clients." Ben Cobbs forwards further FCC PDFs explaining the license and then explaining why much of it has been redacted. And Ben Cobbs says Skycast has carefully shielded its activities with the redactions, but this is an experimental station, presumably for scientific and developmental purposes. Such licenses are of limited duration. Revenue operations would normally require licensing in some other radio service that has HF allocations, maybe international broadcast, or waiving existing rules, or Skycast would need to petition the FCC to create a new service. More information would eventually become exposed to the public. Perhaps to the advantage of proponents of novel HF technologies, HF spectrum is not on any high-level policy-making radar at the FCC. No one is offering to pay billions of dollars for it. The agency is more concerned overall with broadband, mobile, and millimeter wave spectrum these days. Artie Bigley forwards a post from RadioInsight.com from someone in Dallas, Newsmark, that KBXD 1480 was back on the air as of August 8th. But they've made another format change, or I guess they're still studying. Indian music. I guess he means East Indian. No announcers or spots, and the top of our ID is still the same one that was running when they were playing mostly country music. And here's a medium wave station way off frequency, WVOK, Oxford, Alabama. Terry Krueger in Florida reports it August 9th at 0909 UT on 1579.58 kHz, way off channel head against multiple 1580 stations with an oldies format. Richard Lemke in Alberta and Anatoly Klepov via Roman Pankov have received a new schedule dated August from Voice of Vietnam showing time and frequency changes for English to North America. Had been at 01 and 0230 UT on 12005 via UK, but now it shows midnight and 01 UT on 6175, presumably via WHRI, although normally in the winter, these two first broadcasts are also via Wooverden. However, August 11th at midnight 13, I found no signal on 6175. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4 August 15th and 16th, 15 and 4 on the 24th and 25th, 25 and 5 August 30th. Solar flux dropping from 100 August 13th to 75 August 21st to 26th. That's World of Radio 1838. I'm Glenn Hauser.